This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. It's no secret in the Boston business community, the city is losing millennials of color. So, Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce is doing something new. It's trying to appeal to young minorities. Chamber's holding a six-day festival to try and help millennials of color feel welcome and want to stay in Boston. WBUR's Quincy Walters stopped by one of their events.
At a shared workspace downtown called Impact Hub, a group of young people of color has gathered to talk about startups, venture capital, accelerators, and other entrepreneurial stuff. Most of the young folks here say they have a love-hate relationship with Boston. They love it for the opportunities, but there's a part of the city that feels unwelcoming to them. Maja Sarika LSA runs an on-demand beauty services startup in Boston. She says most of her young business friends tell her she should move to New York City, but she's determined to stay here.
It's about time that we stick around where Harvard, MIT, and everything is. Like, why do we have to go somewhere else in order to get our support? We have what we need in order to get supported in the Boston area.
But Justin Kang with the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce says millennials of color are going to other cities that are thought of as more diverse, like Atlanta and D.C.
Boston has been losing millennials year over year since 2015. Boston's reputation on race is a barrier in people wanting to visit here and stay here. So, for example, last week when The Daily Show asked the question, is Boston a racist city?
Which city treats black people the best?
Boston!
It's Atlanta, actually. And then New York, and then San Francisco, and then Charlotte, and Tampa. And then at the bottom is Boston.
That's not helpful in terms of making this place a welcoming region.
The Chamber's festival includes lectures, networking gatherings, and food samplings. Kang says it's about making a statement.
To begin the conversation and change the narrative so that young professionals of color, millennials of color, begin to feel more welcome here, both culturally and professionally.
LSA says she's making that her mission, too.
Because I want to be able to prove out that entrepreneurs of color do have a home here in Boston. And even though the way that everyone structures the ideal of what the Boston startup ecosystem looks like, there's a little bit of color.
And according to Chamber of Commerce leaders, if Boston isn't welcoming to millennials of color, it'll lose not only valuable workers, but consumers and job creators. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.